California voters say economy is most important issue, 28% support reparation payments, poll. California voters say the economy is the most important issue facing the state, and 28% of them support paying reparations to Black residents, according to a new poll by Emerson College Polling and Inside California Politics. The survey, released on June 12, asked registered voters questions on a variety of topics, including presidential candidates and state issues. The results showed a quarter of the state's voters, or 25%, find the economy to be the most important issue in the Golden State, while 17% ranked homelessness highest, and 16% were most concerned about housing affordability. A lower number of respondents said crime, climate change, and threats to democracy were important at 11% and 5% each, respectively. The voters' concerns contrasted with Governor Gavin Newsom's rosier description of California's economy in an interview that aired on June 12 with Fox News host Sean Hannity. "This state's economy has outperformed the nation 3.1% in the last decade and 2.1% nationwide," Newsom told Hannity when confronted with a list of companies that had moved out of the state. "This state continues to be the tentpole of the American economy," Newsom said. "We're on our way to being the fourth largest economy." Additionally, a new study by the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce showed a different view of the state's economy. The study also reported that California's population has been shrinking since 2020, and the number of departing companies nearly doubled from 2012 to 2019. Tesla, Hewlett-Packard, Toyota, and many other companies have moved their headquarters from the state in recent years. "The Golden State's luster appears tarnished in recent years," said the study authored by economists and academics with the Inland Empire Economic Center, an organization in Southern California that works with prominent business and government leaders. "A seemingly endless stream of firms is leaving the state, citing high taxation, heavy regulation, other business costs, and anything but a business-friendly environment. Lukewarm about reparations." The Emerson College poll also revealed only about 50% of respondents approved or were neutral of recommendations made last month made by the state's reparations task force to pay Black residents $1.2 million each. About 13% of those responding to the survey somewhat opposed the payments, while 37% strongly opposed it. 15% of voters strongly supported the recommendation, while 13% somewhat supported it and 22% were neutral. Newsom told Hannity during Monday's interview the actual recommendation was $1.4 million in addition to taking several other steps. In a preliminary report published on June 1 by the task force, it recommended paying each Black resident money based on several qualifications for harm done during slavery and for conditions described as housing discrimination, disproportionate law enforcement, and discriminatory business policies, according to documents released by the task force. The governor has pushed back against the recommendation and reiterated his concerns in his interview with Hannity. "It doesn't have to be in the frame of writing a check," Newsom told Hannity. "Reparations come in many different forms. I put out a statement saying reparations is more than just about money. That implies a deeper rationalization of what is achievable, what's reasonable, and what is right, and that's the balance that we'll try to advance." The task force also recommended creating free healthcare programs, eliminating over-policing in Black communities and racial disparities in police stops. A final report is expected to be submitted to the State Assembly on June 29. Other findings on budget deficit, fentanyl crisis, Senator Feinstein. In other findings, an overwhelming number, 80% of California voters who participated in the survey said they are very concerned or somewhat concerned about the state's budget deficit, which has ballooned to $31.5 billion. The state has until June 15 to approve the state's 2023-24 fiscal year budget, which goes into effect July 1. Most respondents, nearly 77%, said they think addressing the state's fentanyl crisis should be one of many priorities for the state legislature. Another 17% said they thought the crisis should be the most important priority, and 6% said they think it should not. The poll also explored voters' preferences for 2024 political candidates, finding 53% would choose to re-elect President Joe Biden over former President Donald Trump at 32%. The respondents also favored current Congress members Adam Schiff and Katie Porter in a primary election for retiring Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat, though 47% remain undecided about the race. Regarding the timing of Feinstein's departure, nearly 63% of respondents said they think she should resign and allow Newsom to appoint a successor to complete the remainder of her term, which ends January 3, 2025. Emerson College polling surveyed 1,065 registered state voters via cell phone, email, and online between June 4 and June 7 for the poll, which has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.9%. Correction: a previous version of this article misstated the percentages of respondents approving the reparation payment plan. The Epoch Times regrets the error.